That maybe after you finish checking one room, and you make sure in this room there's no more chometz, you don't have to be afraid a chulda weasel is going to come from the next room and take chometz from the next room, and as soon as you leave this room, bring it back in here. So then you'll never be mekayem mitzvah b'dikah. Because as soon as you got finished checking this room, you should be afraid the weasel is going to come right back in again with chometz. So that's what you don't have to be afraid of. Hey, ain chesh, you don't have to be afraid of shema gira chulda. Maybe the weasel came and slept in, dragged in some chometz. Mi bias la bias, from one house to another house. Or mi makom la makom. You don't have to be afraid from one place and now to another place now. The im came, because if you're going to be afraid like that, now this really could be taken care of. If we'll be afraid in your house that when you check one room, maybe the weasel's in the other room, and he has the chometz in his mouth, and as soon as you come out, he'll come back into this room. So that you can get away with by, let's say you have five rooms in your house. So you'll have five people in the house checking all the five rooms at the same time. So if you check in all five rooms at the same time, then you catch the weasel. You're not going to be afraid then the weasel's going to move from one room to another room, because at the exact same time, you have five people checking every room in the house. So maybe that's what you have to do. Maybe when you check your house, your mamash have to check every spot at the same time. You have to have five people in five rooms. But the Mishnah says it's not mistavri though. Why? The imkain, mechotzer lechotzer. What are you going to do? True, you'll have five people checking out your house. But when you get finished checking out your house, the weasel will come from the next guy, neighbor, from the neighbor's house, for the next chotzer, with their chometz, and bring it into your house. So you can't tell me that everybody in the neighborhood has to check the chometz the exact same second to make sure no weasel's walking around with chometz and taking, like, you have to say that everybody's doing the same second. If everybody does it the same second, then it'll be good. Because the same second, everybody takes all the chometz away. So the weasel has no chometz to take. But once partial is, one guy does it at 7 o'clock, one guy does it at 10 after 7, one guy does it at 7:15. So we should be afraid that when the first guy did 7 o'clock, when he got finished, the guy that's doing first start at 7:30, didn't even start yet, so there's chometz there, so the weasel will take his chometz and bring it back into your house. So if you're afraid, b'dika will never take place, it'll never be good. Or vaita, or in the yearly year, and you should be afraid then. Even if you tell me all the people in your city, everybody has a clock, they're going to make the b'dika punk 7 o'clock at night, but what are you going to do about the next city? Maybe the weasel will travel and take the chometz from the next city into our city. So therefore, the cloud is ain't no davar soif. If you're going to be afraid that maybe a weasel, after you finish making a b'dika, is going to come in with new chometz, it's ain't no davar soif. There'll never be an end to it. So it's not mistavra, we're not afraid of that. Nevada the Rabbanan said, you go make a b'dika, and you don't have to be afraid, maybe after you get finished, a weasel will come in with chometz, and that you have to make another b'dika. No, we're not afraid of that. Because if you were afraid, there'll be no end. So since there is a din d'rabbanan called for him to make a b'dika, perhaps you don't have to do more than just check your house once. So that's Gemara. Taima, what's the time of the Mishnah? The loy chazina, tishokum. Because we did not see the weasel come in the house with chometz. So if you check out your house, the Mishnah said you do not have to be afraid that maybe a weasel will come in. His kolzaman, we don't see him, we're not afraid he'll come in. But it's a diyik, hochazino deshokom, let's say we see a weasel walking through your front door. And in his mouth he has chometz. You see clearly the weasel's coming into your house with chometz. Then avada chashinam. Then it's master for the Mishnah. You do have to be choshed that he has the chometz in your house. Uboyi b'dika. And you'll have to make another b'dika in your house. And the Mishnah just says, "Ein chashish in shemam." We're not afraid. Maybe he'll come schlepping in chametz into your house. But mashm, if you know vada, you see the weasel at the front door coming in with chametz in his mouth, and you can't throw him out. But he jumped in. You'll have to check out your house. That's the mashm from the Mishnah. If you have the Gemara of Amai, why should that be? Why should you have the chiyuv to make another b'dika? Neimo, why don't we say achaltia? We should say pshita 100%. The weasel ate the chametz. If the weasel came into your house, Erev Pesach by night, with chometz in his mouth, pshita, wherever he went, he ate it up. Why should we have to say you have to make another b'dika? Pshita, we should say he ate it up. What's the raya? So the marmila tanan, didn't we learn the Mishnah in Oilis, that medurai takim. Meduras means the neighborhoods or rooms that a goy live in. Like you own the house, and you rent out your house to a goy. You're letting a room to a goy live in your house. Now, the locher is timayim. The locher is when the goy leaves the house, you have to be afraid that house has a tomei mace inside it. So Rashi says, why the Mishnah is? Rashi says, Miloi tenan, b'mesech doelis, meduras oiv dekechovim, tenayim ef neisher koivrim neflayim avatayim. We have to be afraid that a goy there, his wife was mapel, had a miscarriage, and they leave the baby there in the house. They don't bury any place else. Right? So damos in the houses also wasn't like us. The house used to be, the floor used to be a dirt floor. So you have to be afraid that in the floor goofa they made a hole and they put the nafel there. So you have to be afraid there's a mace buried in the house now. So you have a guy living in your house, when he leaves your house, you have to be afraid there's a mace, there's a baby buried there, and it's tummy. So Rashi v'akim t'nayim b'misosim, af b'yoyim, l'rabonin. And even a guy, when he dies, he has tumas oil. The Rashi of Shimon ben Yochai, nami d'yoma, kivri yovet chavim, einim etamim. Even if Shimon Shitter is, that no, a guy is not metamim. Or the Rashi b'maga v'masa moidhu. But b'maga v'masa, if you touch it, mamish, or carry it, then even if Shimon is moidhu, that a guy has tumas to it. That the yid carries a guy that's mace, or he touches a mace of a guy, he's tummy. Even according to Rav Shimon, there's only a ptur that a guy that's mace has no tumas oil on it. A guy is not called an odim. But I call upon him tumas magadariz. So that's talocha. If you rent out your room to a guy, you should know when he moves out of the room, you have to be afraid there's a mace buried in the house. The kama yishoyim. Now how long does the guy have to live there that you're afraid that they had a miscarriage? The mother via mother tzorach v'dika, aboyim yoyim, at least 40 days. So the wife 40 days, the Rashi, k'day yitziras of lab, because that's how long it takes her. When she gets pregnant, at least 40 days, she has to be pregnant for at least 40 days. Then if she's mapel, there's tumma to the vlad. Less than 40 days, that vlad is not called the vlad, it has no tumma to it. Vaitas of tomorrow, the Mishnah says, v'yafafi shen lo isha. Even though you thought you rented the room to a bachelor, to a guy that's a bachelor, still you have to be afraid that he has the trashing. We're afraid he has nus with a lady. Even though he's not married, still we have to be afraid he has a girlfriend there, and they have nus together, and she became pregnant. So if they lived there for 40 days, then you have to be afraid that maybe she had a miscarriage, and the baby is buried under the floor there. Tzorach v'dika. Now, but the Mishnah there says, v'chol mokem shechulda, but any room, any place that a weasel could go through that room, or else a pig could walk through that room, is ain't tzorach b'dika. Then you don't have to check out that room anymore. Why? Because Kshita, even if they had a miscarriage and they buried the baby there, the chulda eats it up. So you see, a chulda, when he finds food, he eats it up right away. There's no suffix, maybe it's still there. So that's our kasha now. Why in our Mishnah are we saying that a mashmir, if you would see the weasel come through your front door with chametz in his mouth, on after you made the bdik in your house, you're going to have to check the house out again. Why? Let's say when he truly came in with chametz, but he zich ate it up. Just like we're saying here, where the weasel would see that there's a nafil buried in the house, he would for sure eat it up. So same thing, he'll eat up bread. And the Gemara no. Omer Abzeu la kasha. Tell you there's no kasha here. Hoba boser hoba lechem. I tell you, weasel knows what's good. He only eats up the meat to lead up. But bread he doesn't care for so much. So you see him coming in the house with the bread, you have to be afraid he didn't finish it up before Pesach, and you have to check out the house. So my babasa le mishaira. Buy meat, it's good. He doesn't leave over, he'll eat up the whole thing right away. But lechem mishaira. Mashenkin lechem, it's not so good. He'll eat up a little bit maybe, but he'll leave over some. You have to be afraid that there'll be some chametz in your house at the beginning of Pesach. Therefore, if you see the weasel come in your house, even if you made the bedikah with chametz, you have to check the outside again. Omar Rava, Zit Rava, Hai Mai, no, what kind of kasher is this? What are you making a daima? What does one have to do with the other? Hai Mai, what's going on here? Bishleim Ahosam, Bishleim over there by the guy that's living in your apartment, we say when he lives. That true, we're afraid maybe his wife or girlfriend had a miscarriage, and maybe the baby is buried there. So as Tamazet's tummy, you have to check out all the whole floor there. But we say, but if you have a chulda there, then you don't have to check it out. Because a chulda, the weasel, or a pig, they'll for sure eat it up. But tomorrow, what's going on here? Bishleim Ahosam, Eimer Hevi, Eimer Loi Hevi. We don't know 100% that the guy had a girlfriend there and had a miscarriage. We don't know for sure. No, could be yeah, could be no. The Eimtim Shleim Hevi. Now, we're only saying on the side that there was a miscarriage there. So then we say that's why if you have to check out the house. You shouldn't stop and walk in there. Maybe there's a baby buried there. But then we say, Eimer Achaltiyam. Then we say, good, but if a chulda is rugged to go there, or a pig walks through there, then we say, don't have to check out. Because it could be just maybe the chulda eats it up. But it's like a snake snakeum. We don't know 100% the miscarriage took place altogether. So the fact is say there was no miscarriage altogether. And in Tim Slamer there was a miscarriage, then we'll say, maybe the chulda ate it up. Aval hochon. But here we're talking about, our dig for the Mishnah is, Tevadai de chazinan de shokom. Here our dear the Mishnah was, the Mishnah just says, you don't have to be afraid that maybe a weasel came in the house with chametz in his mouth. If you make a bdika finish, you don't have to worry about a weasel. There's a diak mashma though, but if you see the weasel coming through your front door with chametz in his mouth, then you do have to check out the house. So what's shver? Here that we see 100% that the chulda came in with the chametz, we're not saying the kind of suffix, maybe he ate it up. True, it's only a suffix, maybe yes. But avada, maybe he didn't eat up the chametz. On the tzad that he did not eat up the chametz, you'll be over in Aveira on Pesach. That's why you have to make a bdika. In other words, you have no raya from there by the nafel to say that it's 100% that a chulda eats up the nafel. No. Maybe it's only a suffix if the chulda eats up the weasel or not. We have a suffix if he eats up his food or not. But why over there by the miscarriage, we don't know 100% there was a miscarriage there. We don't know. It's only a suffix. Maybe yes. So since it's only a suffix, a doubt, if it happened or not, then we have a right to be say that mistama the chulda ate it up. But where we know 100% something took place, like here, we saw the chulda coming out with the chametz, we can't be samech, maybe the chulda ate it up. That's called a suffix. And the klal is, here that we for sure saw the weasel come in with the chametz, do we have a right to say, is it enough to say just that maybe he ate it up? The klal is, have a suffix of vaday. True, it's a suffix, maybe the chulda ate up the chametz, maybe he did not eat up the chametz. But it's a vaday. We know for sure chametz came into the room. And the klal is, v'ein suffix meitzim mide vaday. Something that's a suffix, if it took place or not, cannot help us out when we know there's a vaday yisr. When we know there's a vaday yisr here, it only helps you out if you know vaday something happened. But just to say a suffix, in the suffix, maybe the chulda ate up the bread, but it's a tzad to say maybe he didn't eat it up. Now, since we saw him come into the house with the bread, we have to be afraid maybe the bread is still there, and you open it to the raisa. So, rather than, you'll have to make a bdika. So, that's the deal for our Mishnah. And like the Pasha speak out, that Pasha is talking about here, Pasha speaks out one there, it says, that you did not make any bittul. So, now it's a shallow Pasha nisa the raisa. On the tzad to say the chometz is in your rishus, since you didn't make a bittul here, there'll be an nisa the raisa. So, by nisa the raisa, the klal is, ain't sofik moistim levade. His kolzaman, the weasel came in, it's like kamat vadi, you're going to be over Nisa the Raisa now. You have chametz in your rishus. What do you want to say? No, maybe he ate it up. Maybe he ate it up is not enough. When you have a vadi, the cloud is, a suffix is not enough. Fred Gemara, is that true? Is this cloud true? The ain't suffix, moisim in the vadi. Is that true? That even though something happened for sure, you can't rely on a suffix, maybe. But Tanya, we learned like this. Chove shemes. A chover means a chosh of a person, a tamachochim, that for sure takes care of his terrors that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure he took off Shumas and Meisers. But here the chover died today. V'aniach Megurel Malaya Peris. And he left over his warehouse, Rashi's Gurin, his Sarlon, full of Peris. V'afilu ain't b'nei Yoimin. Afilu we know that they first picked off these Peris today. Or else they first brought the Peris into the house today. So the Chur would say, let's say they came into the house 10 o'clock, and this person was Nifta at 12 o'clock. So all he had was the last 2 hours of his life. How do we know he took off Trumas and Maestras? Maybe he didn't get around to do it or not. Still, the locher is, Harayim Becheska Misukonim. They are, Becheskas means you have a right to take on, that they are fixed up, Misukonim. That means that this chavah, this person, took off Trumas and Maestras. That's what you have a right to say. Now the question is why? For Hocho Devadai Tzvili, Hani Peri. These Peris are talking about Peris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and he brought it into his house. They had Rias Pnei Abayis, so the Mechoyev now Midiraisam, it's also teach them, unless you take off Trumas Amaisis. So that there's a Vada Yisrael Midiraisam. That's what we're talking about. O Sophic Musharin, the Sophic Lay Musharin. You have a Sophic that took off Meiser, or he didn't take off Meiser. We don't know for sure this Chava took off the Meiser or not. Ukosi, and still we say, Ukosi, Sofik, Umaitse, Midivade. Still we're saying we have a right to Naman that most probably this Chosh of a person took off Trumas and Maestras, and that's why we say the Locher is, even after he's Mace, you are allowed to eat the Paris. Like Rashi says, the Yarshim. Whoever Yarshim inherit him, they have a right to go and eat the Paris. They have a right to say, Mistama, my father, took off Trumas and Maestras. But do we know Vadai? No. You see, even though there's a vada used to hear, you have a right to say, since something that most probably will happen, that's enough to be mati surim. Here also, this chuldah. That's what we say that the chuldah eats it up. It's not just sound like a 50-50 chance. Avada, these chances are like 90% chance here. We're talking about things that are most probably will happen. It's not true. Most probably the chulda will eat up the whole chametz. But still we're saying, it's not 100% though. You don't know 100%. So when you have something that's 100% iser, you can't rely on a 90% heter. You have to have 100% heter. Because the more here, you see, not like that. Here there's 100% iser. We know for sure these terrorists are tevil. They have a chiv to take off trumas and maizis. Now, it was also tidit as soon as it's picked off the tree. Now you want to say it's muta tidit. Why? Because you're telling me most probably this person took off trumas and maizis. But that's not a vada. That's not 100%. That's like a 90%. Most probably it happened. So you see, you could be saying on a good suffix. So tomorrow, look, here there's no raya. Yeah, look. Selling Mushon, Sublay Mushon, Klaus is selling Mushon Vadin. Where Hossam, no, here's different. Vada yo vada you. I tell you here, by a chover, it's like 100% for sure that he took off the Trumas and Maitris. The Vadai Maitrin. We never on a chover for sure 100% before he was lifter. Like as soon as the parents came into his house, the first thing he does is he takes off Trumas and Maitris. Kid Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi. The Yom Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi. Rabbi Chanina Chuzoi says, Chazoka. There's like a chazaka means like a biru, like there's a raya. There's 100% raya here. Al chover shein moitzi mitachas yodeh dover shein mesukin. There's 100% chazaka that a chover does not let anything go out of his hands that's not fixed up. So as soon as the chover realizes that these payers came into his house, right away for sure 100% he like jumped and took off the trumas and maizvis. That's why he let eat it. By the chulda, this weasel has no chazaka that he finished eating up the bread. Could be he was filled up from yesterday yet. He doesn't need any new bread yet. So therefore he took in the bread and he stored it in your under your kitchen floor because he wants to eat it tomorrow in the middle of Pesach. So therefore, since it's not 100% for sure, the weasel ate up the bread, that's why the diak is that if you see him come in your house with the bread, you're mechuyev to make another bedikah throughout your house. But shaken here, it's like a chazaka that a chover checks out of Shumas Samaisis, that's like a vade. The boy is saying, if you want, I'll give you another teretz. The boy is saying, if you want, we'll say like this. Sofik is sofik here. No. These payers that the chover has in his house is not 100% mechuyev in Shumas Samaisis. It's also like a sofik to start off with. Why? Dilma mikara emar deloy tvila. Maybe at the beginning when these payers are brought into the house, maybe taka they were not mechuyev in Shumas Samaisis. Maybe Midiraisa, you weren't Mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maizvis with these pears. Why not? We're talking about he lived in Eretz Yisrael. So you have these apples, these oranges that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Or better still, let's say Imamish wheat. Midiraisa, you only Mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maizvis from dog and Tirish v'yitzer, from the fly of grains, and from grapes, and from olives. So let's say here he grew grapes. Grapes, Midiraisa, you're Mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maizvis. It's also tedious. So what do you mean to say it's a suffix here? So the Mara Kareb Oishia, we're talking about like Rabbi Oishia says. The Yom Rabbi Oishia, Ma'arim Odom, a person can play a game if he wants to get out of taking off Trumas and Maizvis, out for, say, upon his Tfuah, upon his wheat, the grain that grew, or Machnisa B'moit Shalom, and he'll bring it into his front door through his house when it's still in the shaft. When it's still B'moit, means the shaft around the wheat, is still in the shaft. That's the way he'll bring it into his house. And in such a case, Midiraisa, you're potter from taking off Trumas and Maizvis. Shalom, Kedei Shetei Behem To Yecheles, that the reason he's doing it, that he's bringing it in, that his behema should be allowed to eat these peiris. Ufturim in a meiser. And in such a case, you're potim in a meiser. Because the klal is like this. To be mechayiv in a meiser, there are two tnoim. One tnoim has to be gemar melochon. That means the wheat has to be taken out of its shaft, and you put it into the pile, and you like smooth down the pile. That's called miruach. You have to make miruach, means smooth down the pile of wheat. In other words, you have Gemar Malacha. You finish the stage of the Peri. It's now in its final stage of wheat. And then, when you bring it into your house, when it's Rias, Pnei Abayas, that's when you Mechuyiv Midiraisa to take off Trumas and Maizvis. Before that, you Potter. Now, if you take the wheat, when it's still in the shaft, that's not called Gemar Malacha. It's not called the wheat is a finished product yet. If you take it the way it is right now and bring it in your house, Midiraisa, you're still Potter from giving off Trumas and Maizvis. And then in your house, if you'll take out the wheat there, you're still potter midiraisam. Because midiraisam, you only mechuyiv if you bring the peiris, finished peiris already, through your house. Another p'tur is, the Gemara that says is, you can take the peiris and throw it over the ceiling. If you don't bring it through the front door, you throw it over the roof and bring it through the window, also you're potter midiraisam. Because midiraisam, you only mechuyiv and trumas and maizvis with two tnoim. There's a Gemara Malacha, the peiris is finished in its finished stage, and now you bring it through the front door. So here, the Manasha. If you can tell me this chavri, even though he's a chosh of a person, But you tell him we have a suffix, maybe he didn't take off Trumas HaMaisis. If you want to have sveikus about him, we have a suffix at the beginning, who said these perimus came through the house after it was in a finished product. Maybe it wasn't in his finished product yet, it was still in its shaft, and that's the way he brought it through the house. Today that what? That he should be able to feed his behemoth. Because the halacha is that even without these two tanoim, if you don't take off the shaft yet, still mid the rabbanon it's not to achilas kvar. Mid the rabbanon you're not allowed to eat from the peiros. Kvar means a meal unless you first take off trumas and maizes. That's mid the rabbanon. So this person, what is he gaining by bringing in the tefuah with the shaft through the front door? The chori still is not allowed to eat mid the rabbanon a full meal. But the teretz is for your behemoth. You're allowed to feed these peiros to your behemoth. For your behemoth, the rabbanon didn't make any gzeirus. Mid the araisa, if you brought it through your house when it was a finished product, it's tevel, it's mechuyev trumas hamaisis, you're not allowed to give it to your behemoth reader. But here, when you brought it in through the door, it was still in the shaft, so mid the araisa, these parents are not mechuyev yet trumas hamaisis. Then the halacha is, mid the rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat a kvam, but for your behemoth, you're allowed to give it. As much as you want, the rabbanon didn't make a gzeirus on the behemoth. So here also, these parents now, true, we're talking about now, the chava dies. And the Yorish later Yashna is the Paris. Is he allowed to eat these Paris or not? So we have a suffix now. Who the Yorish doesn't know who said at the beginning these Paris came in the door when it was a finished product. Maybe it came in the door. B'maitshalo. So we have a suffix it was Mechuyivim in the rice or not. And in Tim Tzolayimah did come in when it was in a final product. There's a big chazaka though. There's a very good sad 90% chance that a chava does take off Trumas and Maisis. Here applies like a suffix, a suffix, therefore it could go to kula. Therefore you are allowed to eat it. But the question is though, lechura it's 100% mechuyev midrabbanan though, trumas hamaisis though. What are you telling me now? That maybe the tefuah, this wheat, came in with a shaft through the door. So midraisa you're allowed to eat it. That's why you can be samech on the suffix that mistama, the person later, did take off trumas hamaisis. But midrabbanan though, even this peris now, you're not allowed to eat these peris. Because with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat the peris before you take off Trumas HaMaisis. You can't eat Achilas Kvar. So the Chur in the Rabbanon the Kisurum is still Shver. With the Rabbanon, this peris is Vaday Tevel. So how do you have a right to eat it later? Because we say most probably the Chava took off Trumas HaMaisis, the Chur that's only a Sofik. So both Rashi and Tais both say the same you say that. Vaisal here is Mashman, that if the Issur is only with the Rabbanon, then we do say a Sofik could be Maitzi of Vaday. Like we're saying, these fakers here are not just a 50-50 chance. It's like a 90% chance. So when you have a 90% chance, even though it's not 100, if it's only Yosef with the Rabbanon, then you could be Sadiq on this 90% chance. It's only for being Issa the Raisa, then we say in Sadiq Moisim with the Vadin. So maybe here, for an Issa the Raisa, there's no, it's not a Vadin, it's Yosef with the Raisa. Maybe the Paris came in its shaft. So since it wasn't a Gemara Peri yet, there's no Chiyim in the Raisam. Therefore, you have a right to be Samech, most probably took off Shumas HaMaisis. Mashenkin, by Chometz here, it's also an Issa D'Raisa. Because we're talking about he wasn't Mavato the Chometz. If you weren't Mavato the Chometz, now when you see the Chulda bring Chometz into your house, it's a Vaday that the Chometz is in your Rishus, you'll be over by your Motzai. So that's why in the Raisam, the Klal is, ain't Sadek Moisim in the Vaday. Mashenka here, and the Rabbanans though, then you would say Sofik Moisim Rivadi. You like it? Pretty much, it's still true. The Yain Sofik Moisim Rivadi is true. So when you have a Vada Yisim Rivadi, you can't be Samech on like a 90% chance that something took care of it. For your time, you're going to price like this. Omri Rav Yehuda, Maisa B'Shiv Chosoi. There was a Maisa by a Shivcha with a maid, Shel Motzik. That was the name of this person. Rashi says he was an Olam. He was a strong person. Barimon, he lived in the city Rimon. She'atilo neifel abor. Then what happened? So it's the Shaila, Tais Mesupik, is it means that the Shivcha, the maid herself, she had a miscarriage, and she threw the miscarriage into a bor. But this pshat will soon say it's a Shaila, she has Tumas Leida or not. So this pshat will be a right that a Shivcha has Tumas Leida, which is not so postulate if a Shivcha has Tumas Leida or not. The other pshat just could be that the shivcha was holding her owner's miscarriage. So it was a Yisrael's miscarriage here. She atilo nefil abor, that they threw the miscarriage into the bor. Now a bor koyin echod.